4 CBA Mobile. JN, so is she all pretty and sweet and happy and smelling nice?
She's happy as a pig in slop.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got there before they imprisoned her for the night.
Was going through some shifting there. Had a problem with my car yesterday. The it did something funny. It wasn't really skipping. It just I can't really explain it. But it kind of felt like I was letting up off the gas or something, but I wasn't. And so I pulled the codes on it, and I had a general misfire. It's called a random misfire code of P0300, and I also had a 301 and a 306 code, which means cylinder 1 and cylinder 6 were misfiring. And so I switched the I pulled the plugs out of 1 and 2 and re-gapped them because they were a little over-gapped, and I switched coils, so that way if it was a coil, it would switch to number 2, the misfire would switch to number 2, and I did that with 5 and 6 too, and I re-gapped both of those plugs, so 4 out of the 8 plugs got re-gapped, and I cleared the code, and I hadn't had a check engine light since.
Just bad jap on the plugs then?
Just when you're, as it fires, it burns that electrode, and the gap gets wider, and so I just need to put new plugs in. I got 69,000 miles on it, and I think they recommend 80, but I'll have to go ahead and change them.
Well, hope it don't break down on you while you're traveling to wherever.
It's got 420 horsepower, and I just laid into it really good back there. Turn off the traffic light at 291, and it didn't miss a beat. So, at least I'm going to do that, and I already have an appointment with George Coleman, but I'm just going to call him and cancel it.
Yeah, it sounds like you might have fixed the problem. Hopefully. Now how that goes, as soon as you think you got it fixed, it'll pop up and do something else, but yeah.
I like that. There's always something. And I just put rear brakes on, brake pads on it, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and now this, so. But it doesn't give me much trouble. Of course, I haven't been driving it much lately.
I'm getting about a week to a gallon on mine.
I told my wife, I said, I want to go fill my car up while this gas is cheap. I want to get some of this cheap gas in my car. Because I think the last time I filled it, it was like $1.59, so I got some for $1.24 yesterday.
Yeah, that's about how it works. Gas is cheap right now, and there's no place to go.
A lot of people out here going. I don't know where they're going to or from, but I guess they're like like me. Of course, my wife has to work Monday through Friday, and and she does stop and buy groceries when we need groceries, so she doesn't want me going anywhere. I need to go to the Ace Hardware. I need to go to Lowe's. And she said, absolutely not.
But she doesn't let you out much, is what you're saying.
We play tennis. She knows how much I love that, and we keep our distance. So when we're out there on the court, when we're switching sides or just taking a water break and that kind of thing, you know, we don't get, you know, close to each other, and so we wouldn't get too close to each other anyway, but we definitely keep our distance right now.
Unfortunately, tennis is not exactly a contact sport, so you're probably safe there.
I asked you this before, do you do any HF?
No, I pretty much hang out here on 2 meters. I've only got the one antenna, and it's a mag mount hanging upside down from my ceiling fan, so 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and I would spend some money and get some more equipment and put up a tower, but right now is not the best time to be spending money.
Well, I've just got a Carolina Wyndham for my antenna in the trees in the backyard, and it's about 135 feet long, but you can't even see it. You don't even know it's there. So that's what I'm using. And I've got I bought an ICOM 7300. Well, let's see, in July, it'll be 2 years ago. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the driveway, and I'm getting ready to pull in the garage. I'll get a little scratchy in there. So I'll say adios and 73. Enjoyed the QSO. Thanks for the ride home. And we'll talk to you later, KP. I'll stick around for your final KP4 CPA.
That's that. Well, you have a good evening. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And I'll catch you some other time down the road. KN4RJN, I am clear.